Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to take 10 Fit Talmud. Menachas Ayin Vav, Menachas 76a, pagination is 151. We'll start from the Mishnah in the beginning of the Daf. Kala Menachos, all Menachos, regarding their kernels, the grain, or regarding the flour being turned into dough, but there's a process that's going to be required. In today's world, for example, as much as we have quality control, but there's a certain pride in a process. And it's not just about judging the final product, it's that pride in the process. We have, for example, certain vegetables that are listed as triple washed. Now, really, it's the end process. Does it have dirt? Does it have bugs or not? But there's something in the process that's a way of quantifying, regulating, standardizing the process. So the Mishnah says, Kol ha-menachos, all menachos te'unos they need, shalosh meos shifa, 300 rubs, v'chamesh meos be'ita, and 500 poundings. Says the Mishnah, Shifa v'ita b'chitin. This Shifa and b'ita that we're describing, rubbings and poundings, has to be done on the wheat, on the grain, on the kernel. For Rabbi Yossi Omer b'batzek. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's all about the dough, that you're rubbing it to and fro and then pounding it. The Rambam, in Isurei Mizbeach, Perek Zayin Halacha Hei, writes this halacha regarding chitim. And that would be the opinion of the Tanakhama. Again, Rabbi Yossi is dissenting opinion and says that it has to do with the dough. We'll elaborate on this in the Gemara. Let's first finish the Mishnah. Kol ha-menachos ba'os eser eser. All menachos that have specific numbers of loaves, like the Karban Todah or the Nazir. So it's always going to be 10 loaves in a set. Chutz milechem apanim v'chavite kohen gadol, except for the lechem apanim and the offering of the kohen gadol, shem bos shtem esrei divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that those are going to be 12 loaves. We know the lechem apanim is well known, is 12 loaves. Rabbi Meir Omer, Rabbi Meir says, Kulam ba'os shtem esrei, everything is always 12, chutz michalos toda unezirus, except for the toda and the nazir, shein ba'os eser eser, those indeed are 10 each, but other menachos are going to be in sets of 12. Now, the Gemara elaborates on the first part of the Mishnah, Tana, we learned, shaf achas, Boet Shtayim. When he does this rubbing and pounding, the way we paskin, it's going to be on the wheat, on the kernel. So he does one rub and does two poundings. Shaf Shtayim. Then he does two rubs. Boet Shalosh. And he pounds three times. And in this way, you end up with your 300 and 500, because it's a ratio of 1 plus 2 of shaf and 2 plus 3 of boet. So it's a ratio of 3 to 5, 300 to 500. And again, a person could argue, let's go with quality control, but there's a process that was standardized, and that's what they followed. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah says, how exactly does the rubbing get calculated? Because when a person rubs, he's rolling it on the table in his fingers, he's rubbing it to and fro. So, amtuye va'asuye chad, every time it goes and comes, it's one in the count. O Dilma, or maybe Amtuye va'asuye terei. going and coming is considered two, so that if you were rubbing once and pounding, so then you would send it from you, pound, then bring it back, and then pound. Each pound is going to be twice or three times, but you're going and coming. Does that count as a separate number? My, what's the halacha? Teiku, let the question stand, which is interesting because it's like, really, it's twice as much. But that's what the Gemara answers, let the question stand. The Rambam in Zayin Hey in Isuri Mizbeach, the end of that halacha that we just quoted, v'choshev ha'va'a v'holacha b'shifa achas l'hachmer, the coming and going of a shifa is only considered one towards the count, and that would be because the Gemara left it as a question which is unresolved, so the Rambam uses the word lahachmir. To be strict, we would go with the greater amount of processing, of agitating it. We had a machlokes on the second and third lines of the Mishnah, whether this shifa and be'ita is happening in the wheat, in the kernel, or it's happening in the batzek, in the dough. Asks the Gemara, Iboiluhu, bebatzek velo bechitin, in the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who says it's in the dough, does he mean it's in the dough and you don't do this by the grain? Odilma af bevatzek, or does he mean you also do it by the dough, but certainly you do it by the chitim too? Tashema, come in here, detanya, we have a brisa. Shifo ve'ita bechitin, the shifa and be'ita is in the chitim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, and Rabbi Yossi says, instead of just the word bebotzeik, in the dough, he says it more clearly, shifa uve'ita bevotzeik, the shifa and the be'ita are in the dough, and the chitim has no such requirement. Now, if you look at the margin, you'll see Nusach Acher, another version of this Gemara, which these are always based on heavy scholarship. Shifa Bechitin Uve'ita Bebotzek, that the Braisa was telling us in the name of Rabbi Yossi that the Shifa happens in the Chitim, that's the agitating of the kernel to split it, get off the bad part, the chaff, etc. Ubi'ita bebotzeik, and the pounding is being done, according to Rabbi Yossi, in the dough. V'chein mashma bepirish harambam, and that's the way the Rambam in Pirish HaMishnayos seems to present it. If so, shifa uve'ita bechitim, according to the Tanakama, and Rabbi Yossi is saying, I gotcha, shifa bechitim, but be'ita, the pounding, is in the batzek. If we have this girsa in the Gemara, then we go back to the Mishnah and try to understand, and we suddenly notice the fascinating question of punctuation. The Tanakhama on the second line, at the end of the line, said, shifa uve'ita bechitim, and Rabbi Yossi argued and says, bevatzek. Was Rabbi Yossi saying, no, shifa uve'ita is not by chitim, it is by batzek? Or is Rabbi Yossi saying, sure, shifa uve'ita by chitim, but also do it by batzek? Or was Rabbi Yossi saying, as we just introduced, shifa uve'ita bechitim according to the Tanakhama, very nice. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says that second requirement called be'ita, that I hold is only by batzek. Shifa uve'ita bechitim. Shifa and Be'ita is with Chitim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, sure Shifa is Bechitim. But the Be'ita, no, that's only by Batzik. And that's a consideration which we will use other scholarship to bear on the fact that it was ambiguous. Sometimes a Mishnah or Gemara was intentionally ambiguous because it's indeed a matter worthy of further discussion. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.